You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mercy Pictures and Auckland Gallery has recently come under fire following an exhibition entitled People of Colour, which displayed white supremacist imagery among other flags. Today I spoke to Quishal Sharan and Jasmine Singh, who penned an open letter to Mercy Pictures, which has recently gained a lot of traction online. I begin by asking them to speak on the response, or lack thereof, from the art community surrounding the justifications of this exhibition being edgy and to provoke conversation, as well as their motivations behind the open letter.
I think actually a lot of people in the arts community are quite upset about it, but it's more that it's like someone had to make this conversation public for more people to join in and have to feel comfortable to voice their opinion. But in regards to what they've said and how they've justified the exhibition, it's not good enough. And also, like we've stated in the open letter, that is a historical response from fascist, far-right people. It's just a way to excuse the harm and the violence that they're causing. And I think that the gallery knows very well what they're up to. And if your only excuse for putting this on is just to provoke, like, there is no responsibility of care to the public. And what about all the various communities that have histories tied up with these symbols that come from these histories of violence, of harm, and of oppression?
Yeah, like Kashil said, the idea that they're provoking discussion. If you're provoking discussion, you wouldn't be showing it in this way. And you'd actually have, you know, a text that supports the idea that you're provoking discussion, but the text that accompanied their exhibition seem to justify that the flags pretty much mean nothing and they're just scraps of cloth, even though we know that symbols and those kinds of things mean everything, and people that are in visual arts should know what symbols mean and what kind of history they carry and what sort of impact they're having on people seeing them now as well.
Yeah. And also, just in regards to the writer, that Nina Powers writes for the exhibition, and she's very well known in London for being a far-right supporter and a fascist. So it just only goes to show where their intentions are and where their support lies. And in regards to exhibition making, if you did want to have a constructive conversation with the public about, you know, what flags and symbols mean, there's just a healthy way to approach this. It does not have to be done where harm and violence, where you're causing harm and violence and perpetrating more or re-traumatizing people continuously.
So do you feel like it should be a necessary requirement when displaying these symbols or hate symbols to contextualize them, clearly contextualize them?
I think they shouldn't be displayed at all, just because if you're putting them up, it almost feels like you're normalizing and endorsing them, and we need to make sure that we're not doing that. But the idea is that if they wanted to even have this conversation, they should have put a text up or something that actually supported that conversation. But in the first place, those images just shouldn't have gone up. Those symbols shouldn't have gone up.
Where's the line when you're kind of displaying these symbols and you've got this imagery in, let's say, a museum or something within its historical context for arguably educational purposes?
Right.
Where's the line where that's not okay anymore?
I think it depends. I think if like, let's say a museum was doing it for educational purposes and they were taking care of how they were presenting it and making
and
sure that...
And accountable for the pictures.
And they were making sure that there was a safe space for the people coming into the museum to be cared for and to understand that even though this is a painful history that we're showing this for such and such reason. I think, like, even though I hate war exhibitions, the one that we've got at the museum as well, it contextualizes everything. This stuff needs to be contextualized if you're going to talk about it in this historical context. And you can't go around saying, again, that flags don't have any meaning or symbols don't have any meaning. We need to say that they do have meaning, and what is this meaning that's ascribed to them, and that seeing this can be hurtful to people as
well. Yeah, exactly. I think it's understanding what will happen to the general public when they come into exhibitions like that, and thinking about again, your responsibility of care to the public. And I can't speak for all museum exhibitions, and I imagine that there are lots of people out there that have stood against museum exhibitions that have been harmful, which museums have been historically harmful too. But I think it's about, if you have a good curator and the gallery or the museum cares about their responsibility to the public, what that looks like, they'll always be accountable around those histories. And like Jasmine said, just having a lot of context, having people in the space to make sure people feel safe, that they're okay. There was no duty of care. There was no responsibility of care with this exhibition. And again, it's, they were doing it specifically for the purposes of provoking. I think it's not a good idea to put Mercy Pictures in their exhibition as and parallel them to museums, because actually they're doing very different things at very different levels within the world of the arts as well. And the museum is usually government-owned, so they have regulations and protocols to follow to know that they're accountable to the public. Where Mercy Pictures is not, it is a private gallery. There are less regulations there in regards to them being accountable for their actions, which makes it a little bit like this can perpetrate more harm through them being, you know, not being accountable.
So do you believe that the art community, like the wider art community in New Zealand, has a responsibility to condemn this exhibition?
I don't know if I'd use the word condemn, but this is more about accountability. Like the sheer fact that you have this giant outcry from the public where people are really, really upset, and that it's extremely re-traumatizing, that needs to be accounted for. We have a privilege being artists. It's a platform, and when you have, you know, those kinds of privileges, like you should always be, how can you explain it?
I think it's realizing where you come from as an artist, right, and recognizing your privileges and making sure you're acting on those.
Yeah, of course, and acting responsibly. Like, these people have opened up a private gallery. They've got money behind them to put exhibitions on like this, and this is the exhibition they've decided to put on. That needs to be put into question. And because we are in the arts industry, it is our responsibility as artists, curators and gallerists to hold these people accountable. We can't expect the general public, and especially other Māori people, to carry the brunt of holding these artists, well, the gallery, I should say, and the writer, Nina Powers, accountable. As artists, as curators, as gallerists, we should step up and support the public and the concerns that they're bringing forward. You know, we get a section of our funding from the public as well, and they should have a say, and because we are putting on work for the public, they therefore get to be actively engaged in the conversations on the work that we're making and the works that we're putting on in public spaces.
Yeah, I think the other thing to remember as well in this context is that the show has been up since, I think, October 16th. And it's only when it came to public attention a few days ago that there has been more of an outcry, that it's kind of been contained within the art world.
Why do you think it's been kept so exclusively within the art community?
I think it's not just a New Zealand thing. It happens globally. I think that these kinds of behaviours are normalised, where it's quite common where artists can get away with things, or arts is historically, you know, it also comes from its own problematic history. And then there are people out there in the general public like this that will put forward that, no, this is not all right. And then you'll see shifts and changes in the art world. But I think that this is an overdue conversation for the New Zealand art scene, and especially in regards to Mercy Pictures and their conduct. Obviously, not everyone in the art world is being complacent in this. There are people speaking out from the art world as well. And that's also part of how this has gotten traction. But I think it's just one of those things, I guess, where people think that we can deal with it within our bubble or within our industry. And I think the problem with that is that's also how you normalize abuse. And that's how you normalize violence like this. And to be honest, like, it's just racism. And by normalizing that, that's how these people get money again to put on another exhibition, to keep making exhibitions like this, and that this will just carry on for years. So it's good that the public and other people stepped in at this point, because this is a great time. Because, well, I think Mercy Pictures just recently reopened. This is a great time in the gallery's history for them to be accountable towards their actions. If they choose to engage in that process, great. But this should hopefully open up further discussions about, galleries and artists and curators, anyone who's in that realm, what is our responsibility with the work that we make? You know, what do we care about audiences when they're coming through the spaces and how they'll react to the work as well? I do think that these things matter. As an artist myself, I care greatly about how people engage with my work and what they're taking away from the work.
The Wire.
Following this, I have also reached out to a lecturer at the University of Auckland to focus on semiotics and symbolism of art, as well as the power of flags and images. And I have also reached out to Mercy Pictures, so please tune in tomorrow.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.